Order.
Are there any select committee reports?
The introduction of criminal sanctions for hardcore cartel behaviour is the subject of a bill before the Commerce Select Committee. The Commerce, Cartels and Other Matters Amendment Bill seeks to stamp out collaboration between businesses that may lead to price fixing or a monopolised market. One submission on the bill came from Commerce Commission Chairman Mark Berry. He was concerned with a clause that would let companies and individuals off the hook if they could prove they didn't know they'd broken the law.
We can foresee a situation where legal advice, whether or not it is right, is going to provide a defence to a criminal cartel conduct.
The Commerce Commission Chairman explained how this might happen.
The cartels that are going to do the most harm are going to be cartel participants who are well organised and well resourced. And they're going to be likely to go to their lawyers with the knowledge of this kind of an exemption provision. That lawyer is then put in a position of being informed by the client as to what their view of the world is. You know, they don't have the ability to actually do any kind of independent assessment of it.
But the word of a lawyer would be enough to see a cartel free from blame.
Once that client has got the lawyer to give him or her that letter, they have got a defence and immunity from criminal prosecution. And so it just seems to me with the benefit of that defence, we will frequently find in the major cases that we have no basis for prosecution because the production of legal advice is likely to provide a defence of honest belief. Our submission is that this defence should be deleted from the bill.
Commerce Commission Chairman Mark Berry making a submission on the Commerce, Cartels and Other Matters Amendment Bill, which is due to be reported back to the House by March 11. Elsewhere, two bills that have already been the subject of submissions in recent weeks were up for further hearings before the Government Administration Committee. The first of those bills was Green MP Holly Walker's Members' Bill, which would set up a register of parliamentary lobbyists. One submission came from the Clerk of the House, Mary Harris. She oversees the running of Parliament and had concerns with the bill.
There might be some unintended practical consequences. It's possible the public might start to feel that they need to be registered to make submissions, and I think that wouldn't be a good thing. The committees might begin to believe that registered lobbyists have some sort of greater status than others when they're calling for submissions, and I don't think that's a good thing either.
The Clerk of the House said she was satisfied with the level of transparency at Parliament.
We've had a really good open democracy for the last 25 years in terms of the way particularly select committees work, and I'm not sure that lobbying in New Zealand is such a growth industry that it needs this legislation at this time.
Clerk of the House Mary Harris making a submission on the Lobbying Disclosure Bill. And Labour MP Sue Moroney's Members' Bill calling for an extension of paid parental leave from 14 to 26 weeks was also up for submissions. Business New Zealand's Employment Relations Manager Paul Mackay said extending parental leave would be costly.
The longer you spend away from the workforce, the more investment's required to get you back up to speed again before you can be immediately effective. Or to take my son's analogy, you can't just plug and play if you haven't used it for a while. You've got to reinvest in making sure that it's up to speed again. The longer you go away, the more you have to do to get back up to speed. If you're a computer programmer, for instance, your currency is diminished by time if you have to come back and relearn the latest versions of the computing language. That will be an investment and cost that the employer will bear.
Though the National Council of Women's Parliamentary Watch convener, Jean Fuller, wasn't buying that argument.
We would like to say that the faster rate of change is now so common that most employers find it necessary to continually upskill their employees, and we do not see this as a hindrance. There is a real gain in productivity from the re-entry of an employee who is familiar with the job and the culture of the workplace.
Also in support of that view was Council of Trade Unions representative Cheryl Kidman.
We also don't accept that there needs to be a major upskilling exercise when women return to the workplace. That's just a nonsense. Women aren't in a cave when they take time off work to have their babies. They're still members of the society, they still know what's going around them, and they still know what's happening in their workplace. And so on behalf of our members, we do ask you to support this bill.
Council of Trade Unions representative Cheryl Cadman making a submission on the Parental Leave and Employment Protection 6 months Paid Leave Amendment Bill. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.